On the day after the Ford Kavanaugh hearing, the Washington Post published an op-ed by a woman raped years ago by her then-best friend's boyfriend, who is now the friend's husband. If she came forward today, the writer noted, it would utterly destroy her former best friend's life. Revelation has consequences and collateral damage. When the truth comes out, lives are upended forever. And it's the collateral damage of revelation that lies at the heart of Edward Albee's 2002 play, The Goat, or Who Is Sylvia, directed by Paul Stout, now at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through October 20th. We're in the living room of a happily married couple, a successful architect, Martin, and his wife, Stevie. They have a 17-year-old son who's recently come out as gay. They're smart, they're witty, they have a great sex life. Martin's gotten a major award, and his best friend Ross is coming over to record an interview for television. But Martin also has a secret, which rears its head during the recording, and which he reveals to Ross afterward. He's been having an affair with a goat that he's named Sylvia. On the surface, an absurdist comedy. But The Goat, or Who Is Sylvia, goes deep into our notions about social mores, and how we try to find stability and normalcy in absurd situations that come about through the revelation of secrets. There's bestiality and all, and the quips come hard and fast, but there's a lot going on here. The play hints at how, in the 50s, homosexuality was often mentioned in the same sentence as bestiality, and how, while society changes, some norms don't. Now, for instance, Martin is in love with a goat, but he has issues with his son's sexual orientation. To delve further, Albee has structured the play to follow various tropes that go back several thousand years. It's a comedy, but it's also a classical Greek tragedy, with each character portraying, in addition to themselves, the archetypes of Sophocles and Euripides. From a performance standpoint, the play focuses on Stevie's reaction when she finds out about Martin, and her world blows apart. She's central to the emotional life at the core of the play, and that's where this production triumphs. Hilary Hess is brilliant in the role, lending a passionate reality to a story that can easily go over the edge into farce. As Martin, Matt Weimer ably negotiates a role that requires sympathy for sexual acts that are way beyond the pale. The rest of the acting may be uneven, but that doesn't take away from the power of the words or the lead performances. The Goat, or Who Is Sylvia, turned out to be Albee's late masterpiece. It was a Pulitzer Prize finalist in 2002 and deserves to be seen today. The Goat, or Who Is Sylvia, plays at Custom-Made Theater in San Francisco through October 20th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.